AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The Biden administration is setting tougher standards for deadly soot pollution, saying that reducing fine particle matter from tailpipes, smokestacks, and other industrial sources could prevent thousands of premature deaths a year. The AP's Rita Foley has more.
The rule sets an air quality level that states and counties have to achieve in the coming years to reduce pollution from power plants, vehicles, industrial sites, and wildfires. The rule comes as President Biden seeks re-election, and some Democrats have warned that a tough soot standard could harm his chances in key industrial states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin.
House Republicans were thwarted by a single vote Tuesday night in an effort to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, stalling a drive to punish the Biden administration over its handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. AP Homeland Security reporter Rebecca Santana has more.
The vote came down largely on party lines, but a handful of Republicans voted no against the effort. House Republicans have argued that Secretary Mayorkas is willfully violating immigration law, and that is what is leading to a surge of migrants at the southern border. Mayorkas says that is baseless. Democrats and many legal experts have argued that this is essentially a policy dispute and that it doesn't rise to the level of an impeachable offense. Now, just because this vote failed doesn't mean the impeachment effort is over. House Republicans have indicated that they are willing to revisit the issue sometime in the near future.
Hamas has put forward a detailed plan for a new ceasefire and hostage release deal with Israel, which will be discussed when Secretary of State Antony Blinken meets Wednesday with Israeli leaders. However, the proposal would effectively leave the Palestinian militant group in power, a scenario Israel opposes. This is AP News. Officials say a pair of bombings at the election offices of a political party and an independent candidate in southwest Pakistan killed over 20 people and wounded many more. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
People carry the wounded to ambulances in the chaotic aftermath at one of the blast locations. A spokesman for the provincial government says the first attack happened in Pashin, a district in Baluchistan province. Over a dozen were killed in the attack and the wounded transported to a nearby hospital. Later on Wednesday, another bombing at the Jamiat Ulema Islam Party election office, also in Baluchistan, killed a similar number. No one has immediately claimed responsibility for the attacks, which come a day before the country opens its ballot boxes. I'm Charles Ledesma.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.